Good morning. A Monday morning, we are with Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Very interesting story this morning. We are talking about the GOP and the Working Families Party and the issue of raiding ballot lines.
That's right. There's been some instances on Long Island and elsewhere where we found former Republican Party members suddenly signing up to become members of the Working Families Party and then gathering petitions to run in the June primary. These are in local, low-level races, but it's happening in Suffolk County and elsewhere. It's not illegal. It's sort of political hardball, and it's been done before. But again, what happens is you've been a lifelong member of one party. You change just in time to run for the ballot line of another party, even one that you might be philosophically opposed to. The idea is to sort of take away one of the ballot lines from your Democratic opponents. New York is one of the very few states that allow someone to run on multiple ballot lines.
Well, the massive police reform that's been called for across the country, and of course in New York, including opening up police records, an article you have today says, hold on, not so fast.
That's right. We took a look at lawsuits that involved allegations of police misconduct and found that over about the past 7 years on Long Island alone, there's been about 60 lawsuits where court records were concealed and closed so that the public would never find out about any alleged police misconduct. These were often done in sort of confidentiality agreements that ended up barring disclosure of virtually all the evidence produced in any kind of pretrial discovery process. Now, related to this, on Friday, Tish James had called for raising the standard for allowing and okaying the police use of excessive force in any kind of violent confrontations. You know, the state has a special prosecutor to look at deadly police and civilian confrontations. But since its creation in 2015, there's not been a single conviction of a police officer by that special prosecutor.
Finally, and we're running out of time, but the Assembly Impeachment Committee meets this week.
That's right. It's going to meet Friday, update everyone on progress. You know, folks are wondering how fast any of these investigations into the governor are going. And experts tell us that you'll know when they're getting to an end when the governor talks to investigators, because the accused, in this case of sexual harassment, is always the last person to be interviewed.
Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read these stories and more at newsday.com. Thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.